It has been an active weather day here across the east as warm air has surged up into much of New York and New England. To our west, though, cold air is on the move, diving through the Midwest into the Mississippi River Valley, and it's that cold front that has triggered rain, wind, and severe storms in the eastern third of the nation. We have reports of tornadoes touching down in parts of Georgia, and that tornado threat continues from the Carolinas all the way down to Alabama late on this Wednesday. For us, we have rain and wind to deal with in the coming hours. Already, some rain has developed in parts of the area, and all of us will have the potential to see some locally heavy rain coming up tonight as that front comes through. In fact, the rain may be heavy enough to result in some localized flooding, so there is a flood watch up for most of the area. Additionally, there may be some ice jams on local rivers that could also result in flooding. Now, we have the rain, we also have the wind to deal with, and that wind has already started to turn gusty across the region. For now, it's a gusty south wind helping to keep those temperatures warm, but as the front comes through, the wind will turn to the west, and that's going to usher in colder air tomorrow. The wind will be quite gusty. In fact, the Weather Service has posted a high wind warning for the region. Wind gusts may reach up to 60 miles per hour, resulting in some localized damage. Tomorrow, the front will be off to the east. That gusty wind brings in the cold, and we'll see areas of lake effect snow develop northwest of Albany, and all of us have the chance of seeing at least a few snow showers as we go through the day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, possible downpours and thunder, windy, temperature near 50 for most of the night, dropping into the 40s by daybreak. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of morning showers, and a chance of afternoon snow showers. Windy and turning colder, early highs in the 40s, with temperatures dropping into the 30s during the day. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, rain likely, possible downpours and thunder, windy, temperature near 50 for most of the night, dropping into the 30s by daybreak. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, windy and colder, early highs in the 30s, temperatures will drop into the 20s during the day. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, possible downpours and thunder, windy, temperature in the 50s for most of the night, dropping into the 40s by daybreak. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of morning showers, windy and turning colder, early highs in the 40s, temperatures will drop into the 30s during the day. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, possible downpours and thunder, windy, temperature in the 50s for most of the night, dropping into the 40s by daybreak. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of morning showers, and a chance of afternoon snow showers. Windy and turning colder, with early highs in the 40s, temperatures drop into the 30s during the day. Region-wide on Friday, a blend of clouds and some sun, chance of snow showers with areas of lake effect snow, breezy, high in the teens and 20s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, high in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.